the Holy One of Israel. I want to appreciate you, Lord, for order our footsteps to the house of prayer, Lord. We have come this morning to come and learn of you, O God. Especially, O Master, O God, when we see things happening, O God, O in the nations, Heavenly Father, O worldwide, Heavenly Father, how we need to encourage ourselves in the word, O God. Heavenly Father, we have come to learn that this morning, O Lord, that we can forge ahead, Heavenly Father, in this pilgrimage journey, O God. Heavenly Father, may you encourage through your word, thou great Rabbi, Heavenly Father, may the needs of thy people be met, O God. May you water your word in their heart, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, King of glory, for in Jesus' name we pray. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I welcome each one of us to the Sunday school. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. We are going to read verse 5 to 34. Hallelujah. And after that, we turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. All right. Therefore, I said unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, not yet your body, what ye shall put on. Is it not life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barn, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thoughts, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lily of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we clothe? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Verse 34. Take therefore no thought for morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto day, and is the evil thereof. First Peter, quickly. Chapter 5. Verse 7. All right. Casting all your care upon him, for he do what? Care for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can we have our seats? You are welcome once again to the Sunday school. May the coming of the Lord continue to gladden our hearts. Now, from where you have read this morning, I want to take this title: Leaving the Seat of Worry to the Faith in God. Amen. Leaving the Seat of Worry to the Faith in God. Worry has no virtue. Hallelujah. But faith has what? Virtue.
And the faith we are talking about is the faith in the words of God. Blessed be the name of our God. With what is happening now, it is the manifestation of prophecy. Hallelujah. So we need not to be panicked. We need not to be dismayed. Hallelujah. Because the book of Jeremiah told us, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 to 24. Jeremiah chapter 9. This is from the school. All right. Thus said the Lord, let the wise man glory not in his wisdom. Hallelujah. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his what?
Riches.
Look at what you are supposed to glory in. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Leaving the seed of worry to the faith in God. Get this. Now, but let him that glory in the what? In he that what?
I don't see that part.
There's a place there.
Can you just shift it?
Okay. But let him that glorieth glory in he that he what? Understand it. But when you don't understand, you will be worried. You will not take what? Faith. Hallelujah. Because every situation, God has made a way of God has made a way of escape. Hallelujah. So we need not to be panicking.
I don't want to read it. All right. Let me just use our, before this one, we have our Bible with us. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Though these things help us. Hallelujah. Yeah. All right. But that he understandeth and knew me that I am the Lord, which exercise what? Loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For these things I delight, said the Lord. So you have to understand. Hallelujah. Because the book of Matthew chapter 24 told us the perilous telling us the signs of his coming. Where there is going to be what? Famine. Rumor of war. And we have seen those things happening. So therefore, he's supposed to create what? Worry to the people of this cosmos. Order. But we that are sons and daughters of God, we need not to be worried. What we need to do is to take care of his word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this, because we don't have this understanding, we are slack. Yes. We are slack in that understanding. Hallelujah. When we're supposed to take what? God by his word. Because what? He has made a way of escape for it. Hallelujah. So why worry? Can you tell yourself, why am I worried? Why worry? We need not to be panicked. What you need to do is to take God by his word. Blessed be the Lord. Look at where we have read. If God so kind and take care of the birds of the air, how much more we that he created his own likeness. And you and I, we are the focal point of his redemption. Hallelujah. Because angels don't suffer anything. Hallelujah. And he watches over us to bring his words to pass over our life. Therefore, leaving the seed of worry to the faith in God. And he went further, said, yea of little faith. Hallelujah. And when this thing happened, he gloved our faith. No wonder the prophet said, just a rebuke. He said unto the mankind, this poor creation,
Is there no God that is answering prayer? Then what happened to them? How they bow down and be going, oh, what happened? Did they have heavenly Father that answered prayer?
Hallelujah.
And this, I make the faith and all the cares of the things of the world have glove over the faith.
Let's have this. The fundamental of faith. The fundamental foundation for faith. The prophet had this to say there.
Okay, you only have one of it, 55, 01, 13, paragraph 11.
All right. Now the thing of it is, since he has restored man back to their place, man in the fallen has lost his conscience of what Father put him here on earth to do.
The purpose why God has put us here. People have what? Lost their conscience. What Father has put them here on earth? In other words, all of this plumbing as it was in our brain and outlet, the faith has been locked up with business as yet.
Hallelujah.
How can I make this? How can I do that? Instead of you to take God by faith. That's why I say, care of little. Glove simply means something that blocks the channel. It blocks the channel of your purpose.
Hallelujah.
With all my fear, domestic things, it is all become so gloved up with what? Until God can operate through these channels. When your mind is in a state of worry, you are in a state of, oh God, you are in a state of crisis identification. You don't know who you are. That is why I am, oh God, I am employing you this morning to leave that seat of worry and move to the faith in God so that God can walk through you.
Oh my, that
he made man fall. Amen. Now when it happened like that, it governs your faith. Worriness. What happened again? He made you to come to the position not to what? Identify yourself.
Hallelujah.
So before that fear will come. After fear has governed your heart, the next thing is worry.
Hallelujah. All right. Yeah. 55:10-09. This is Sunday school.
To know the mind of God. That's the essence of the Sunday school. What is the mind of God for this?
Hallelujah. The way to have fellowship. The way to have fellowship. 55:10-09.
So that we can be in the symphony. We can be together. Hallelujah.
Be in the spirit. Amen. Now, there is, you can learn from first 20, paragraph 26. Down like that. The second paragraph, you get it there. There is two verses that govern a woman. And one of them is faith. We bring results.
Hallelujah. Faith always brings results. Faith in the promised word of God will bring the faith. Anytime, any day, any moment.
And the other is fear, which has no value in it at all.
Fear has no value. It reduces you to nothing. Hallelujah.
You die before your time. A coward died before his time.
May the Lord be of our help.
That is why we need to be encouraged in time like this. That is why the prophet said, we study for our people. We look at the circumstances and we go to the storeroom and pray to God and we can teach to the people.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We shall not follow in it at all. Of fear is of devil. Oh, fear make you weary. You see? Fear make you wonder. And if I was going to die in the morning, what good will it do me to get us tipped up about it? Oh, what if I was going to be acquitted in the morning? Oh, my life has to end tomorrow morning. What good would that do to worry about? Well, you say, what good will it do to have faith? Faith can sign my pattern. Faith can send situation. Hallelujah. Sure, there is value in faith. Don't be weary, sister. Don't be weary, brother.
Hallelujah.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared to thank God by his word in our lives.
Hallelujah. Know what the prophet said in the message? Ephesians church 8. He said, God knows how to encourage us
on a matter, and he knows how to discourage us on a matter. This now you need encouragement.
Hallelujah.
By the way.
Amen.
All those promises, they are not just being there. They are there for a purpose. For an hour like this. So that you can invoke it. Hallelujah. If that in time of famine, you shall eat and you shall be satisfied. This is the hour to invoke those things, to apply it, to put it to work.
If thou believe, you will see the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Is it in our Bible? It's on the screen.
Hallelujah.
To fed by the word. Psalm 39. I think that should be 19. If my is still off. Must pay me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. He said, you will not be put to shame in time of famine. Psalm 37. Am I right? Verse 19. Yes, 19 or 17. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. This is the evil time. A lot of things are happening. But in the midst of them all, God will care for his own. Who are his own? You and I. And in the days of famine, they shall be what?
Amen.
That is what you need to encourage yourself with. Don't give yourself high blood pressure. Because worry will bring to that.
Hallelujah.
Live in that seat of worry. Go to the position of faith in God. And God of supernatural will perform his wonder. Because signs and wonder must follow us.
Hallelujah.
If they are casting down, we'll be lifting up.
Hallelujah.
Do you know in time of Elijah, when that wicked king was there, in the first king, chapter 17, 16 and 17, something happened in that place.
Hallelujah.
There was a wicked king that come on board there. Here. And he did evil things. Abomination in the sight of the Lord. And due to that, in the first Kings chapter 17, now, Elijah has to come in. He said, go and tell him. There won't be what? Rain on their coffin. Because of what? Evil in the land. So it is now. Hallelujah. We don't know. The time was not stipulated there. It was in the book of, it was in the James of Philippians that we know that it's 3.5 years. But in that time, when there was no drought, no rain, what do you think? It's famine. Because water made for a lot of things to survive, including you, including me. So it happened then. And when the God in the message, full, the spiritual food in this season, he said, God obtained, oh God obtained, obtained, hallelujah, a sticky place for Elijah. And in this midst of two, God has, if God did it then, in the time of what Elijah of Tishbah, if we are in the fourth time of the spirit of Elijah, if he did it then, his obligation to keep us in a sticky place, hallelujah, and we meet our needs. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why worry? Come on, take on faith in God. Amen. Because faith has virtue. Hallelujah. Let's quickly go a little bit. When our soul is solidified with this, we can approach the throne of God. We can challenge God. You promise this in an hour like this, and it will come on the sea. Amen. Now, spiritual amnesia. Spiritual amnesia, paragraph 38. You only have one of it, 64, 04, 11. The prophet have this to say, paragraph 38. Worry has no veg to eat at all. Yeah. You see? Just skip worry. That's why I say leave it. Leave worry. It has no value to you. It will not help you. It will only done harm. Damage to your body. Even when the things turn around, are you going to enjoy it? Walk in faith. As sons and daughters of God, walk by faith. Move by faith. Talk by faith. Regardless of situation. Because what faith is the master of us forces. When your soul is strengthened, you can combat any force. Hallelujah. But when your heart is conquered by worry, oh God, you are vulnerable to any kind of disease. No resistance. If you hear cockroaches, they have come home. If you hear, oh, they have done this. Because of what? That your heart is not being fortified. That is the essence we come to the church. Hallelujah. That is the essence we come to the church. To come and learn of God. To know his tactics. How we can combat with devil. Don't forget his old serpent. Old Lucifer. Old. So you need that man, Michael, that has conquered him to be in you, to use that thought of God. If you use your thought, you can help him. That's why that place instructing us. He said, by your thoughts, can you add a gibbet? You can't! May the Lord be of our help. Let's continue reading, brother. You just, keep worry. Don't pay attention to worry. Just, my God is capable. He will turn things around for you. Oh, our strength is coming up. How will I do it? God will make a way. I am leaning on him. He will not put me to shame. A testimony was given to me. I went to that place. Whatever you know how to do in the house of God, do it right. Be it right. Because there's a blessing ahead. The brother was telling me, he said, New Year is at the corner. Hallelujah. We don't celebrate Christmas. We only worship it. Hallelujah. So
So I just got there in the prayer. I was like, you know, the other moment, New Year, you have to extend your hands of love to this, to that, to your in-law, to what have you. He said, there is nothing, no. And the wife, people that marry for far distance, you know that. You cannot, you have to drop something now. But when you are within, they can still, you are not, you know, you are familiar. But far, far, far. We don't see her now. December, we don't nothing. You in the stingy now. What happened to you now? He said, all those things are about. So what can I do? You know, the brother is into this Auba, something in Lagos, something, things like that. He said, how will I just do it? You know, they put this on somebody, he said, just cancel this. But this one just came. He said, let me just go. He told the person, I will do it, I will go. Maybe, you know, in Lagos, during that period, I used to go heavy traffic. And some areas, he said, if that's how you place the order like that. And the man was just, you know, arrived from the overs. He said, oh, he said, what happened is this? You are going to take me to this place, take me to that, take me to this, take me to that. At the end of the day, when the brother, he realized 300,000. Within 2 days, he even bought fuel for the brother. Hallelujah. That is what our God can do. If he had been worried, he would not have come in, you know, on his way. So be encouraged by God's word. That's a testimony. This is the high time. Hallelujah. We live to God, oh God, from them book to reality. The prophet has not died with those things. I believe in anti-Jamema testimony. I believe in over Miss Weber testimony. But we want to see it now. In the book of Acts. And the book of Acts is the act of the Holy Spirit. And does not have full stop. And we are still in the apostolic possession. That is why it's high time. Hallelujah. He said a preacher man is a public man. This is the right time. Hallelujah. We must solidify the church of the living by the testimony that is falling off. That we are not falling a table. That God is in our life. And if you talk to me, if you think about the brother, for example, you can do my own. This is the hour we are. We thank those testimonies to lift our hearts to God. Reality that we have Sister Lagbaja has 12 years for delay for getting married. 12 years, 30 years is a testimony in our age. It's happening. Otin Shele! Science and wonder is following us. On Shele. Yes, sir. On Wapu is happening. God, oh God, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Israel is performing that wonder. Quit your worry. Skip your worry. And accept faith in God. Because faith is substance. Hallelujah. Evidence of this, not what? Yes. Hallelujah. It's a substance. When you take it in the act of faith, hallelujah, you will see supernatural. Hallelujah. Oh, we are talking. Brother, give it to me. You have to keep it. Don't worry. Anyway, the Lord will be of your help. Hallelujah. You are also helping in the ministry. There is a blessing awaits you. God will not hold anybody nothing. He said he will repay. He said he will repay with interest. Forsaking no. When we are cutting these things, hallelujah, it is to put those things down in the hard time of God. Where you, that's why you meditate upon this for day and night. In time of challenges, you can put them to use. No man is doing showmanship. Some people we just look at people. Great giving individual difference. Walk the way the God, the frequency that God is helping is better than to be there. Look at them, what is happening to them? They never understood by books. And he said, a servant of God is quoting. What else do you want to quote? Yes, man. I believe in it. This message is revealed to me. I believe in it. I'm not a carrier. So if I don't, what else do you want me to quote? What do you want Timothy to quote? As I Paul. Say, my son Timothy. It is when you trip out of the dreamer. Hey, Papa said. Papa said. That's when you believe. Yeah, Papa said. Don't you know that you have Papa God, big God? That are bigger than all this, their denominational Papa. But you will not be in my prophet said. You'll be looking at them. When you are a sheep, you don't recognize who you are. Shame on you. Sorry to say, yes, prophet used to that language. At times I don't want to know. Yes, sir. Yes, you are the heritage of God. But we need to scold ourselves too. Hallelujah. To come up, to wake up from our slumber. This is the hour of awakening. It is our time now. And they are waiting for us. May God help us. Oh, man. Oh, worry, skip worry. And accept faith. Something said, well, now, what if I am going to be shot in the morning? Oh, wouldn't you worry? I said, no. Don't think so. Why? I said, worry cannot do nothing but make me worse. If we worse the situation. As well, iron sharpened iron. When a brother is down, husband and wife, don't say what happened to you, encourage him or her in the faith. Even in the church, to it happen, encourage in the faith. Be careful of your utterances. Your utterances. Let the word that comes from your mouth give grace to who? To the enemy. You must be, the sons and daughters of God are led by the Spirit of God. Let me read this course and we'll wrap it up. Worry don't have, so what good is it? Is it going to do to ask it? I said it might deliver me. Amen. And that is right. See? So worry has no virtue to it at all. But faith has it. Believe. Hallelujah. So on this note, church, for this Sunday school, believe. Worry has no virtue. Skip it and accept faith. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we thank you. We bless you, the ancient of days. You know how to encourage us, oh God. And this is the hour of encouragement, Lord. That we need to leave the seat of worry. Oh, Master Jesus. And, oh God, I move to the plan of faith in God. Because faith does not put shame. I pray, glory, Lord. May thy people, Heavenly Father, turn their hearts, their feet to thy testimony, Lord. And your testimony is real and sure. Oh, which is the word of God, Lord. May this be set in their heart, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We commit the rest of the service to us, Lord. May you take it over, Lord. Let's more glorious than this, Lord. For in Jesus' name we pray, faith and thanksgiving. Amen.